Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
You know what doesn't suck? Being back in the greatest country in the world. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known freaking universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click like. Guess you got to send us messages now. It's impossible to find your posts. Better yet, hit us up on Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, which is kind of a Monday for us, but that's all right.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. But we'll do a What Are the Odds Wednesday, even though it's Monday in a way. But whenever you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds that I am so stoked to be back today that I could explode?
You look refreshed.
I am refreshed, even though I did a lot of work on vacation, but I'm just glad to be back.
You wouldn't guess it.
There's
a sparkle in your eyes.
I'm just happy to be back in America, man.
You've lost weight.
I have. I've been doing pretty well.
You got a haircut?
Did get a haircut, yeah.
Did you get a color job?
No.
That's natural.
Well, mostly natural. It still got color from last time.
Okay.
Which was not that long ago. So.
Yeah. I kind of like you going gray. You should just let it go.
Well, I'm probably going to.
It's distinguished now.
I might just shave the whole thing at some point, too. I'm kind of close to that.
Yeah.
I'm getting real close to just saying, all
like
right.
Like you've said a lot of times, you don't want to do that, though.
I don't want to go completely bald like you are, but like just buzzing it.
Yeah, right.
That's probably my next move. I'm probably about two haircuts away from that.
Really? Well, that'll save you some money.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's frugality.
Pretty much costs the same. You just go in and say, here, buzz it down to two, boom, done.
You do it yourself.
Yeah, I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
You're not good at operating a hair clipper?
Not really, no. I'd cut myself all to hell.
They've got a guard to prevent that.
Yeah, I know, but I suck at it. I'm just telling you.
Are you a small child?
When it comes to stuff like that, yeah, kind of am.
Okay.
Kind of am.
All right.
Well, it takes practice. You kind of master it.
I'm sure I could figure it out.
And me and AJ have been doing it for years, so.
Yeah.
If you do shave your head, I think we might be the most follically challenged show in the city of Houston.
I think we would say so. We already are.
Yeah, I think we already are. Like, listen, Fred ain't holding up the boat real far here. I mean, it's
yeah, I'm not doing much to help the team here.
He's scraping the ocean floor. The tide isn't carrying us all up.
No, this is just because I happen to be the best at it. That's like being the best Sacramento King. It's just forget it. It's useless. So good to be back though, man. I tell you what, it was kind of fun being up there. They had their 150th anniversary of Canada, so it was kind of cool seeing Canada Day there. But it also made me really appreciate getting home because as much as we have problems in this country, I mean, our politicians are all a complete joke. There's not a single one that's worth a crap. Our media sucks. We shoot too many people. But bleep it, there's so many freaking things I missed about this country. I so wanted to be home.
Like Whataburger?
I'm not really eating burgers right now.
Oh.
So.
Well. Yeah. But you miss the idea of being able to eat.
I miss Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one. I'm going to be doing that as soon as I can. And, what really sucked was flying back on the 4th. I miss being here for the 4th of July. Now, it was kind of cool last night flying over all these cities and seeing the fireworks from the airplane.
Right.
That was different. But I just felt weird not being in the States for the 4th of July.
Okay.
So that's not going to happen again.
It felt weird not having you here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was strange, man. We went about 3 weeks earlier than we usually go. And the first week we were there, it was bleeping cold.
What?
There was one day, it was 51 degrees, and it felt like 45. That was the day I was going to play golf. Finally got all my work done. It's like, okay, I'm going to go play golf today. Walked outside, said, screw this. There's no way in hell I'm going out in this mess. because the wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour, and it was just – and I'm not used to that kind of stuff in June. It was late June.
Who wants to deal with that?
No, no. It's, I mean, get me back to my heat and humidity. But no, it was a good trip. Most of the time, I one thing I did that I'm very proud of is I got out and ran every day at least 3 miles, up to 8 miles. Every single day I was there in those stupid hills. So I'm kind of back into running shape now. And I'm down 18 pounds since before we went to Vegas.
Yeah,
so
who loses weight on vacation?
Well, the food up there sucks. I'm not going to lie. It's easy.
I would just eat poutine every day.
Well, if I had ate poutine every day, I'd be up 18 pounds.
Yeah, it'd be worth it, though.
Yeah, I only had like two or three bites of poutine while I was there.
What are you doing?
Well, man, I'm trying to lose weight, trying to get back in shape. And I didn't, I only had one night where I went out and had more than a couple drinks. I didn't drink any beer while I was there.
Was just none?
Kind of, no.
Who are you?
I don't even.
Telling you, man. Telling you.
I don't like this. I don't like this new Fred.
Well, I'm trying to get healthy, but I did get a lot done on our new project, the Sports Map project, which we will hopefully be announcing a launch date very soon. But that's going to be a cool website. Can't wait to get that thing going. And that was about it, man. The one day I was going to go out and ride the motorcycle. I talked to you guys about that.
But it didn't happen?
Well, it was an RM125, and somebody had blown the engine, so I couldn't get it running. So the other bike they had was like a trail bike, and you couldn't get it off the ground. It was awful. It was like a giant moped is what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I did get out on the four-wheeler and did some redneck goofy stuff on the four-wheeler one day and did some jumping on that and got out in the hills and acted a little crazy one day.
No injuries, though?
No.
Good for you.
Yes, yeah, it's a four-wheeler. It's so hard to turn those things over.
Yeah, it is.
It's possible. Yeah, if you do, now you're getting hurt. But, nah, so that was about it, though, the rest of the time. I never got in the lake because it was too damn cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, her whole family's trying to shame me. It's like, man, you need to get in the lake. The kids are in the lake. I'm like, you know, it's like, this is great having a lake here. Dude, I grew up near a beach, okay? You're not going to shame me into getting into the water. But, nah, but it was good, but it's so much better to be back. There's so many things you take for granted that you don't have when you're on vacation for 10 freaking days. I'm probably sounding like I didn't enjoy it. I really didn't. I just was so looking forward to getting back, and I missed the Chris Paul trade, and I missed doing the show. It's just, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. One of those weird things, I guess.
Well, it's relatively good to have you back.
Yeah, well. I am going to have to take a few days here and there for the sports map thing. So.
Oh, the sports map. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, this is going to be huge. I'm excited about this. A lot of people already asking about the signal. Is there anything new on that, John? It's basically a couple more weeks of it, and then we'll have – it's either going to be a hell of a lot better or we're back to normal, right? That's pretty much the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a long story, but I haven't heard anything because I've been gone. I can say, well, what was it, the bleeping agony? I don't know how many days I was actually not on air, but who filled in Monday? Because I know you were off, right?
The HD show did yesterday.
Oh, okay, how'd they do?
Or did Monday?
I tuned out for an entire week.
It's funny because I had a couple people say, you need to go back and listen to the podcast of AJ and Fill in the Blank is really good. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to listen to the show right now. It's the last thing I kind of want to do. Just go back and listen.
But you did call in one day.
I did call in on the Paul trade.
Crazy.
But that was, man, that kind of thing happens. I felt like you got to weigh in, right?
Maybe you had to. I wouldn't have.
Well.
You work harder than I do.
I had, it's funny because that was the day I was not going to do anything. And then the Paul trade happened, so I have to write a story for it. And then I had to do a couple other stations I had to do call-ins for. And I'm like, well, I need to do my own show. That would be awesome. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and this is great, man. I'm so stoked to be back. Thanks to Jerome and JT and Liebeschock and all those guys who filled in and the HD show. But it's good to be back in the saddle,
back in the big seat in the throne.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that Fred doesn't have a regular chair like the rest of us. He has a sort of a throne.
Yeah, it's made to look exactly like the Iron Throne.
Except
it's made out of leather.
Right, and it sits up, like, he sits up much higher than everyone else in the room. And, like, when the interns come in or the salespeople come in, they have to call him sir or your honor. It's
Your grace, actually.
Whatever. It's all very weird.
Oh, so...
So when's the next time you have to go to Canada?
Not for a while, man. I hope I'm not traveling for a while because, you know, we've been doing a lot for work all year long. And between that and some of the personal travel I've been doing, I think I counted up. This was my 8th trip since January. And that's nothing compared to what I had to do in the old journalism days. But, man, I don't like traveling that much.
Right.
Although this one wasn't bad. I'll give you a little traveling tip here. If you're flying to Calgary, do WestJet. And then wait till the day before when you check in. Don't sign up for first class when you book your tickets. You wait till the day before. $75 to upgrade.
Okay.
And I did that on a United.
Now you know
and
the rest.
Same thing with like United. If you wait till the day before, if they have a seat, you can get it for like $150.
Okay.
It's better than paying $2,000 up front. Just so you know.
You're so wise.
But man, that WestJet trip is just that's been a game changer for me. So,
well, I spend all my time off riding around eating barbecue. I've there's no
first
class.
You're up to 27 now, huh?
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yeah, 27 out of 50, and lucky day. Next weekend, I got a job ring announcing some fights in Dallas.
Yeah. So how many are up there that you can hit?
9.
Oh, you're going to get all 9?
I think so.
That'll be awesome.
You can do 9 in 3 days?
9 in
two days?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you've done like 5. You've
7 in 1 day.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done 7 in 1 day. So 9 in 2 days is nothing.
Yeah, that should be.
Now, I know you gram these.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you like order full portions and eat them all? Or do you order full portions and share?
Well, my wife is doing it with me, so I share with her most of everything. But sometimes we'll go to places and I eat what I want, and she doesn't want that, so she has to get something different. Hmm. But I get what I want at every place. And if she wants to eat some of it, she can eat some. If she doesn't, she can eat something else. These are our rules.
Have you had one place yet where you said, okay, I'm having this, period, and you don't get to touch it? Like their signature. This every one of these places has a signature.
I'll share
dish.
With her with whatever it is. But yeah, there are some places, and some of the places in Dallas where I've got something in particular that I want to hit.
Are you going to save the Lubbock places for last?
Yes.
Wow. You should kind of figure out a way to go to a game up there or something to make the trip worthwhile besides just barbecue.
A game?
Like football season will be started by then. You're not going to get to all 50 by football season.
What am I going to go, Texas Tech?
Well, Texas Tech and somebody worth watching.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, we're going to
get tortillas thrown at me.
We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
If you take a step towards me, you will take my breath away. So I'll keep you close and keep my secret safe.
No, from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? So we know what are the odds the Rockets can get another star player. I guess you're pretty much down to Carmelo, right? I mean, everybody else is gone.
And he's not even officially available.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening with him. And I guess there's a lot of rumors about Chris Bosh trying to play again, but I don't know if that works for you because who knows what you're getting at this stage.
Right.
713 says, having a rough 48 hours, I'll leave it up to you guys. Scotch, Walker Black, or Margarita on the Rocks while I listen and clean up my house. I'd go Scotch. I think I'd go Scotch. Margarita on the Rocks to me is more of a weekend drink. Scotch is a during the week and weekend drink.
Like Margarita in the middle of the afternoon seems acceptable.
Well, for this,
Scotch seems like you're an alcoholic.
No, it's after 4 o'clock, which means it's after 5 o'clock Eastern. So Scotch is better. Margarita is a lunch drink and a weekend drink,
okay.
At least for me.
So, all right.
I was so stoked when I landed last night. I almost wooed. And speaking of woos, Your Astros have been pretty damn good since
Man, they are monsters.
And we always talk about, well, I always talk about how really you can start kind of seeing what a team is by June 1st. By July, you know what they are. I think we know what they are. Right now, they're the best team in baseball. I still think they need another starting pitcher. And it's funny, I read something on Crawfish Boxes where they gave a really compelling case on why you don't make a move. And then I watch what they look like without Keuchel. It's like, you've got to make a move.
You don't know. I mean, Keuchel's injury seems to be lingering a little more than we all expected it to. I think it, just for insurance purposes, you need to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And yeah, I get, you don't want to sacrifice the future. Your future's here.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it right now. The next 3 years, this is what you were building to, is for this 3-year window. And, man, if you get into a series and you run into a bunch of hot pitching and you're done and you didn't do anything to address your pitching, you're going to feel stupid. And I mean, this team is good enough to win the World Series. They're going to need another arm, maybe two. And, yeah, you can live right now with Fires and Peacock at the back of your rotation, but you don't want those guys being.
You don't want them pitching in the playoffs.
No. I mean, if you do, maybe you want them pitching game four when you're up 3-0.
Right. Or you want, I mean, Peacock pitching out of the bullpen would be like an ideal situation.
Yeah, because especially early in the year, he was really good. But, man, the Yankee series, and they put up 16 last night. That was fun. I couldn't watch the games, but I was following Twitter. And it was fun seeing Astros Twitter kind of explode after that second Yankees game where they came back and won.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And that's when the national media starts noticing you, is when you beat the Yankees.
Yeah, I was at that first Yankees game.
Oh, that was
where the Astros gave up the lead. Mm. I went to go to the gift store in between one of the innings where they gave with the bullpen gave up like, I guess like 3 or 4 runs. It's like, what the hell? I get back to my seat. The Astros are down by like 2 or 3. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm. It was McCullers started that game too.
Yeah,
right?
He did. He only gave up one run through I think 5 or 6. Mm.
But man. Mott says, while I was away, you got baptized into the text machine.
Oh, yeah. I tried to answer some texts, but people are too stupid. I can't deal with it.
You just have to learn which numbers to ignore on there. There's like the same 5 or 6 numbers that whenever they text, you just don't even read them because you know it's stupid.
It's too much.
But there's a lot of good ones, too. That's the thing. And then we were talking about your food challenge. You said you've only been doing this for a month. You've knocked out 27. Lamont said that. You got it. You will get this done before football season.
I think I will. It's been a little over a month because I started June 1st. That's the first spot I hit. But then June 1st, I was at the river for 5 days after that.
Right.
So, and if I knock out what I think I can next week in Dallas, I'll literally be down to 3 road trips to knock it out. And 2 of them are day trips. Like going to South Texas and back, it's a long-ass day trip.
Yeah, but it's doable.
But it's a day trip. The 3 out in East Texas, like Tyler area, that's easy.
That's nothing. You can do that.
I'm probably going to have to take 1, maybe 2 vacation days to do the West Texas thing because one of the places is only open during the week, and it's like literally the furthest one from here. So I'll probably end up taking a Thursday, Friday off from work and making that done.
D. Trent says, my gripe about Canada is Netflix sucks in Canada as well. I the only thing I did, I rewatched Firefly, which is still one of my all-time favorite shows. But you're right, the Netflix there is awful. And
what do you mean? It's not just the same Netflix?
No, it's not. It's a different Netflix. You don't have all the same stuff you do here. At least, I don't know if it's a different subscription. Maybe my father-in-law doesn't pay as much or whatever. I don't know how it works, but Canada's Netflix is not the same. And this year, the show that he kept watching over and over, and I know people like this show, but I hated it. I never found anything remotely funny about it. I didn't like any of the characters. And he was watching Friends over and over and over again.
Mm. You have a weird father-in-law.
I know. Is it just me, or was that show so ridiculously overrated? I mean, people loved it, but I hated those characters.
Did you have to pretend like you like it because you're still trying
No, you know what I did? I just turned the computer on, put my headphones on. Same thing I do when people woo. Just put my headphones on, listen to music, and did some work.
There you go.
Played a little online poker. Didn't even do that much while I was there. I think I played 3 tournaments. I actually won one. It was a small one. I only won like $300. But for three tournaments, that's not bad.
Could be worse.
I think I invested 60 and wound up winning like 505 for the week.
All right.
So
yeah, you take that.
Yeah. 8-3-2. Red Sox overtake the Astros by the end of the August for best team in the AL. They may be the best team in the AL. If you mean best record, possibly.
Yeah. Listen, and that usually these things kind of they ebb and flow. The Astros don't look to be wanting to go downhill very much. But I've been saying I think the Red Sox are very good. I still think the Indians are very good. I think the Yankees are very good.
Don't look now, but the Royals are playing really well right now too.
Yeah. I mean, but the great thing is the Astros have a cushion, and it's a pretty healthy cushion at this point. And so, and you don't have to be, and especially for this team, you don't have to be the best team in the league when the playoffs start.
No.
Astros have lost 9 road games this year. 9. I mean, when you're doing that, you don't care about home field advantage. I mean, sure, it's nice to have if you've got it, but you're not worried about that. And they've got...
Well, the thing is, if they keep playing like that on the road, they're going to have home field advantage.
Right. They've got an 8-game lead over the Red Sox now. You can say by the end of August all you want. I don't know what's going to happen. That's a long-ass time from now. You're talking about 7 weeks from now.
Well, and I expect the Astros to address their pitching by then, too.
I do, too.
So, that being the case, and they do have... The one advantage the Astros have playing in this division, they get a lot of games against crap teams.
Yep.
And that's one thing they've proven is they can put up runs against bad teams, and they do it. And
I think if you're looking for a team that might be better than them or might be about to pass them for better record, it's the Dodgers. And
yeah,
that's the whole National League. You don't even care about that, really. But, yeah, I think the Astros are legit. I'm with you, and I said this, and this is one of the reasons I got pissed off at the Texans, because I came on here, gushed about the Astros for 20 minutes and said – for them to be considered World Series favorites, I still think they need to go out and get another arm. But luckily, they've got a good enough farm system that they can go out and get one. And people are always looking for a way to crap on the Astros.
How is that crapping on the Astros?
That's what I said. I mean, people are idiots, Fred. That's why I had to stop taking texts.
Because in reality, we've been saying that since the beginning of the season, and they've been saying it. They need a third starter. And they've got enough.
You're supposed to say they're good enough now, and it's not even a question.
Well, are they good enough now? Maybe. If Dallas Keuchel's 100% healthy, maybe. I think they're good enough to contend. But, you know, a 5-game, 7-game series, those things are different than 3 games against the A's and 3 games against the Braves. I think you saw a little bit of that when the Yankees were in here, how much harder it is against a good team. And, yeah, they took 2 out of 3. They lost one they probably shouldn't have. They won one they probably shouldn't have. But the competition's a lot tougher, and the pitching's a lot tougher on the other side. And you're not going to score 16 runs against the Indians. You're not going to score that against the Red Sox. And one guy was telling me, one of the times I was on Twitter, it's like, well, they can't sustain this offense all year.
And yeah, they can.
I'm looking at what these guys have done, and there's hardly anybody that you look at and say, oh, this guy's way over his head right now. I mean, yeah, maybe Marwin Gonzalez, maybe Josh Reddick, but otherwise?
Maybe Yuli Gurriel, but we didn't know what Yuli Gurriel was going to be.
But we thought Yuli Gurriel might be this. He might be this player. And everybody else, I think you look at and you say, wow, well, I kind of expected this out of him. And maybe Springer's got more home runs, but none of it looks like it's unsustainable.
No.
713-780-ESPN. 409 wants to get your opinion on the Manny Horn fight. You want to do that when we come back, or do
we can do that when we come back? My phone died during the fight, so I ended up not tweeting about that. I was tweeting some of the undercard, and then my phone died, so Twitter was spared my thoughts on the fight. But we could do that when we come back.
Yeah, it was funny because I was trying desperately. This is another thing that kind of pissed me off. They don't have ESPN up there; they have TSN, which is their version of ESPN. And so I thought I was going to be able to watch the fight online. And it wouldn't let me.
This is why I don't leave America.
I know. So I finally went back, and I got to watch a replay 2 days later. Mm. But at the time, I was really pissed because I tried everything to get the damn thing on my phone or on my computer. Couldn't do it.
I mean, it's not like it was anything spectacular.
No, but I wanted to see it, especially since people could actually watch the fight.
Right.
You know, we get so caught up in the pay-per-views, but I think it was fun for people to actually have a free fight to watch. Well, not free because you have to pay for ESPN. But, you know.
I think we're going to see more, but I think a lot of the fights that used to be on HBO are now going to be on ESPN.
Well, as long as they still send us to Vegas for them.
I think they will.
All right. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And one thing I saw in Canada was a lot of cars and yards. And I was just thinking to myself, it's too bad that they're not in Texas, because they could call Houston Can Academies and they would come and they could donate those vehicles. They'll tow them free of charge. They process all the paperwork. The donation's tax deductible. So if you got a bunch of vehicles sitting in your yard, doesn't matter what it is, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, four-wheeler. If I'd crashed that four-wheeler, they could have come and gotten that. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's all rusty. They don't care. They're going to take care of everything. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you get a free $50 Visa gift card. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. Doesn't matter if you're over in Louisiana. Doesn't matter if you're in Nacogdoches. They'll come and do it. And that money goes to help kids. And guess what? School's about to start. We're not that far away from school starting back up. And they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these are good kids, man. They work around whatever problem it was that they had. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And your donations help so much. So school's coming. Now's the time. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Through the struggles and the trade-offs, fighting tooth and nail on the way up. Tell them the truth, but they think it's just made up.
Got it all wrong.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday, 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, take some calls. So what were your thoughts on the Pacquiao fight?
All right. First of all, I think Pacquiao won the fight. I don't like the – if you listen to the announcers – and by the way, the bad thing about ESPN doing boxing is – there's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about boxing on that station.
Yeah.
Why didn't they use Max Kellerman?
I have no idea. And maybe Max Kellerman's under contract.
With HBO?
For boxing stuff with HBO. I don't know.
I'm guessing that's what it is. Because why would you not use him? He's the most knowledgeable boxing guy ESPN has.
But, man, like, throwing it back to Stephen A. Smith in the studio, I mean, it was frustrating. The presentation was not good by ESPN. And inside that presentation, there was clearly a one-sided broadcast being put out there. I mean, they made it sound like Horn hadn't won a round, which I think if you watch that fight, it's hard to say that. I thought it was a pretty close fight, but I thought Pacquiao won the fight. It, you know, and people were saying, oh, it's hometown cooking, but two of those judges were American. This is boxing sometimes, guys.
And like that happens,
You get crappy decisions. I mean, you can justify them however you want. You can say that it was rigged, or you can say that it was bought, or you can say that they just suck at judging. I don't know. But I do think Pacquiao won that fight. If I'm Pacquiao, and the worst part was, this is the worst part of the broadcast. Hey, Tim Bradley, what do you think about this horrible decision? I mean, what's Tim Bradley going to say? Like, my whole career was made on one bad decision. Like, if I hadn't gotten a bad decision, no one would know who the hell I am. So it was a weird situation. I feel bad for Pacquiao. This has happened to him now twice, and that have just been. I don't know that this one was necessarily egregious. It wasn't as egregious as the Tim Bradley.
Yeah, it didn't strike me as bad as that one. But
he should have won the fight.
It looked to me like he won the fight. It looked to me like he was the better fighter throughout. And yeah, the stats tended to back that up. But it also was close enough that, you know, and you know how it is. It's so different watching it on TV than being there in person and judging it that way. And I understand that it's not perfect the way these guys do it, even though it's their job and they should be really good at it. I think we see this all the time in boxing. I think Manny, maybe it is time to hang him up, though, because, you know, he's got other stuff he's doing, and I don't know. It just – and the other thing is I didn't get to watch a lot of the ESPN broadcast, but let's be fair. There's no way ESPN was going to match up to what HBO and even Showtime does. I mean, they've got experts that's what they do, and they know more than anybody. And I think even the worst analysts on HBO would have been the best guy on that broadcast by far. And that's what happens when you start whacking a bunch of people too.
Yep.
And I think you're right. Kellerman must be under contract with HBO.
But I mean, it's weird because he also works for ESPN, but the boxing stuff must just be one way.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Trent, you're on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, I just want to let you know, I think the best thing to try to help save boxing would be just to get rid of judges altogether and let the guys go till knockout or until somebody throws in the towel. But, I mean, they'll probably say it's unsafe for their brains or something.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man. Thank you.
These boxers now, you know, that's why they don't go 15-round championship fights anymore.
Or 78 rounds like they did in the 20s.
Yeah, it's just a different age, man. And, that, you know, concussions are real. You know, those dudes would be – they'd be brain dead. That's not really feasible.
What if you just use the CompuBox stats? Is that enough for you? I mean, is
CompuBox stats, they don't take into account damage.
No.
They don't take into account, like, a guy being in trouble, like, you know, near knockdowns, things like that. If you know, it's like umpiring in baseball, you know, or pass interference calls in football. Like, you say, well, this ruined the game. We got to get this. Well, it's part of the game. I mean, it's just part of it. You can't take all that human element. Because
it does seem, though, that especially in boxing, there's so many decisions that most people and most people who actually follow the sport have it one way, and the judges go another.
Yeah,
and that it is frustrating to me, but at the same time, yeah, I always hate when anything gets put in a human being's hands to decide. That's you'd love for somebody to knock somebody out. That would be great. And even if you have a knockout like you did with Ward Kovalev, that can be controversial. Did he hit him low? That's a judgment call too. Unfortunately, that's just the sport. 225 says AJ talking down to ESPN is absurd. Stephen A is great TV. Period.
Okay,
not for me.
To each his own.
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy him, you enjoy him. That's great. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Just like anything, if we all like the same women, then we'd all go for the same women. Little variety's good.
You're not hurting my feelings. If you like Stephen A more than you like me, that's okay.
Yeah, well, he's not for me. Skip Bayless isn't for me. The guys who are the hot take guys are not for me.
No.
So that's they may be for you. And that's cool. I mean, good luck with that. A lot of basketball, man. You know what? I'm. This is another thing that I don't know if people are going to agree with or like, but the basketball offseason is better than the season. What happened? I mean, all these moves. You know, Gordon Hayward going to the Celtics. You know, the Rockets getting Paul. You know, the Thunder going out and getting Paul George. To me, that's a hell of a lot more interesting than the playoffs ever were. And yeah, I think that's fun, and I don't know if it's just – I don't know what it is that makes that more interesting than the game itself. And even the Clippers, I think, have recovered pretty well, although I'm not a big Danilo Gallinari guy. But at least they've – you know, they should be okay.
Right.
So it's kind of fun. I love seeing all this stuff, and it seemed like something different was happening every 5 seconds. And – yeah, I think the Rockets are in a position where they need another guy. I mean, obviously somebody's going to have to take on Ryan Anderson for them to have the money to do anything.
Yeah.
But I like what they've done, bringing back Nene. I like P.J. Tucker. I think it's a good pickup for them.
I do too.
So I think they've got everything in place except they need one more star.
And P.J. Tucker sort of replaces some of the toughness factor you lose by shipping out Patrick Beverley. You know, but I just don't – I still think you're right. They're not a completed team at this point. Can't be considered a completed team.
No, but I think they realize that. 832, why doesn't boxing show the scorecards after each round so each fighter knows where he's at in the fight? I think that would be a good change. If they actually, if the judges' scores went up after each round so you know where you stand. And
I've always wondered how, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it is interesting, and you guys would know how they had to fight. Like,
well, in most other sports, you know the score going inning to inning or quarter to quarter. I think that would now I think some fighters would find it frustrating because they look up and see they lost a round that they thought they won.
Right.
But by the same token, you realize, hey, I've got to come out and.
You also got to remember a lot of fighters are emotionally fragile.
That's true.
And you see something like that, they could just go off the deep end.
Down three rounds to none. I'm going to hit him in the penis.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Stop flipping for my enemies. Think of waiting till the walls come down.
Stumbling here a little to the kids in the middle. Oh. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Many days, then it's over, my friends. Then it's over, my friends. Kind of long. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. The No Excuses Houston Summer Pro Basketball League is here. They have NBA players like James Harden, Jay Crowder, Justice Winslow, Patrick Beverly, Jonathan Simmons, and more. Join Joel Blank tonight as he will be on site at Fondy Community following The Blitz. It's free. Yes, free. So come check it out. There's been some legendary games at Fondy Rec, man. So
I've never played in one.
It used to be way back when I could still play basketball. You'd go out there, and if you get in a pickup game, Allen Lovell might be in it, or you know, some guy who played for the Rockets at the time. Robert Reed was out there a lot. Guys like that, you would just get humiliated. And they'd be playing at half speed, too. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I got into an argument with a guy last week who was about, and it's kind of a weird topic, so bear with me.
Okay.
About which sport allows you the most creativity. Which sport can you be the most creative in as far as creating plays, as far as making things happen? Because he was trying to tell me it was football, which I got to say is maybe the least creative of all the sports because there's only so much you can do on a football field.
I think it's MMA.
That's certainly up there, yeah. Yeah, that would be... So my,
if you're looking for more traditional sports, I would say hockey's probably up there quite a ways, or basketball.
My three were hockey, basketball, and soccer.
Okay.
Because
I don't think about soccer, but soccer is kind of the same idea.
It is because it's very similar to hockey. It's just they have no sticks and they go slow. But, you know, seeing what guys can do in the open field in soccer is pretty impressive. And basketball, same thing. You know, you see guys make plays that you just kind of shake your head that, you know, that the individual skill that comes out with that. And I think hockey, but I just don't. I mean, I love football. It's my favorite sport. But frankly, I don't think there's a ton of room of creativity compared to the other sports.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can make a move in the open field if you have the ball. But especially the NFL, to me, the NFL is one of the most scripted of all the sports. There's not a ton of creativity until you get the ball in your hands.
Nope.
And I guess that's true of any sport, but it just seems like there's a lot less in that. But they were pretty insistent that that wasn't the case. And
I mean, who's the who are you talking about this week? Some
drunk Canadian guy.
Oh, Canadians don't know anything about sports.
Well, see, and I would have thought he would have argued hockey with me, which, you know, I would listen to that argument. Just I'd listen to soccer guy and I'd listen to basketball guy. But I just think, yeah, if you're a quarterback, you have options. But most of the time your creativity comes when the play breaks down, right?
Right.
And yeah, I guess that's also true of a lot of sports. So 832, have you thought about creativity in the sense of calling plays? NFL play calling is not creative.
Not really.
It's, I mean, it basically comes down to almost everybody runs a similar type offense and similar plays. It just comes down to who executes and who calls them at the right time.
I'm going
to
go MMA. There's so much you can do. I think that's
Well, you can have a different, totally different strategy for each fight, right?
Yeah.
I think I would agree with
you. Switch it up from round. I mean, round to round. Yeah, it's that's what I go.
And again, I don't think that I'm not belittling football. I guess that's my favorite sport. If I only get to watch one, that's it.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. I mean, I see it in flashes, but some of the other sports you see every play, especially. I mean, especially in basketball and hockey and soccer, same thing. You get the ball in the right guy's hands, and they may make five or six plays on, you know, in one possession. You just go, wow. I mean, it is more of an individual sport. So,
yeah, not football though.
Well, and somebody says, well, the creativity happens before you get the ball and after. You can literally do anything in the open field. Well, not really. You can't, because there's a defense there trying to stop you, and also. I mean, if you watch basketball and hockey and soccer, there's a ton of movement without the ball before the play. And that's just as creative as running a pass route.
Yeah.
So, yes, what about rugby? I don't watch enough rugby. I can't tell you anything about that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 214, play calling is so scripted. Why do certain coordinators make huge impacts anywhere they go? Good coordinators know when to call the right play. But the plays aren't that different.
Right. How many plays are there? Really? I mean, a couple hundred?
Yeah, it's just a matter of terminology and, you know, but there's not.
Just knowing when to do things is what it, more than anything, because most people are running the same plays.
Yeah.
They're just running them at the right time with the right people.
Arsenal Steelers fan Juan agrees soccer allows more creativity. I was watching, I guess, and what started is we were watching this like top 30 soccer plays on, you know, that was on one of the channels up there, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, they're the best plays of the year, but it was pretty amazing to watch some of the creativity, and so that's where the conversation started. Oh, it's football. 979 says 10 people play without the ball in football, but what do they do that's creative?
Nothing.
If I'm a right tackle, my job is to block the linebacker, or my job is to block the defensive end.
Yeah.
Where's my creativity there? And maybe, you know, okay, maybe I can hold him one play and not hold him the next. I don't know. See, somebody said baseball has quite a bit of creativity as far as pitching to certain batters, certain ways and shifts you play. See, I think baseball is the least creative, except for a pitcher.
Pitchers can be creative.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 832. You can be creative in golf. I know I can shank my shots creatively.
I do it the same way every time.
It's going to go, for me, it's going to go right to left, or occasionally I'll hit it straight. Or I'll top it. That's pretty much it.
Mine's going to go to the right.
There is a lot of creativity in golf.
Find the woods.
Mainly because the recovery shots that they have to hit. But, yeah, and I guess what's interesting about golf, it's kind of like football. It's your creativity comes when the play breaks down. Like if you hit a bad drive, then you've got to be creative on your next shot. Let's squeeze in a call here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Dan, what is up?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports, Dan.
How are you doing, guys?
We're doing sports.
Good. Hey, not really a what are the odds, although we can sort of turn it into if you'd like. The question I have is, and maybe you've answered this before, is what are the chances or how long does the Tom Savage era last for the Houston Texans, specifically if they get off to a bad start? I think their bye week is, what, week 7. So if God forbid they should start out, you know, maybe not 0-6, but like 1-5 or 2-4, what are the chances Bill O'Brien gives them the hook during the bye week? I'll jump off and listen. Thanks, guys.
I mean, my guess is if they go 1-4, if they go 1-3, they may look to make a change to Deshaun Watson.
I don't think they're going to get off to a bad start looking at their schedule. Defensively, they're going to be good enough to win some games. If they were good enough to win 9 games with basically Brock Osweiler last year, then they're good enough to get off to a better start than that. But
my question is, if Tom Savage gets hurt early, do they rush Watson or do they throw Brandon Whedon out there?
I think from talking to people over there, I'm not going to be shocked if Deshaun Watson isn't your day one starter.
Oh, really?
They love how fast he's picking things up. He's still behind Tom Savage, but they've got a full camp coming up. And if Savage gets hurt, I think Watson's going to get the ball. And I expect him to be playing sooner rather than later.
Four of their first six games are home games. You're at Bengals, at Patriots.
Patriots is a loss. I don't know what the Bengals are going to be this year.
It doesn't matter who's quarterback in that game.
Yeah.
The Bengals game is a primetime game, a primetime road game. Those don't typically go well.
Yeah, the thing about the Bengals, though, they own the Bengals. So
that's true.
I'm not worried about that one.
The four home games are Jags, Titans, Chiefs, and Browns.
Yeah, they're going to be okay.
If they start out 2-4 or 1-5, they're just not that good. I don't know that it's all on the quarterback. I just think that there's bigger problems than that if they're starting out that badly.
I don't think they're going to start that badly. I really don't. I think that they're going to be fine, and I think...
I will say, I think the Browns is basically a lock win, and the Pats is basically a lock loss. Nothing else in there would shock me if they won or lost any of those other games, but I find it hard to believe that they're going to lose all of those swing games. I can't picture that happening.
No. And... I don't think Savage is going to stay healthy because he never has.
Nope.
So I think the question is, do you see Watson because he's earned the job or because Savage has gotten hurt?
And here's when I don't think they're going to make a change: during the bye week.
Yeah.
Because you know who's right after the bye week? At Seattle.
Yeah.
That's like the worst possible time to actually put your rookie quarterback in.
I hope that Watson's not starting until after the Patriots game, because if you look back and see how many young quarterbacks Bill Belichick has ruined over the years, and that defense is going to be pretty sick this year.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him in that game. Seattle.
That's the two games that I don't want. I wouldn't want Deshaun Watson to have his first game at Patriots or at Seahawks.
Yeah,
those two avoid.
If you're going to be at Seahawks and you want a couple starts under your belt,
yeah,
at least. But yeah, that's
ideally that Browns start might be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to go.
Build right your confidence there. A little bit, but
against Brock Osweiler on the other side. Rory says Barry Sanders and Gale Sayers were the most creative football players, but not by no means a Pele or Gretzky, MJ, Pistol Pete. You know the most creative basketball player I've ever seen? Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he's up there for sure.
And not just because of his passing, the passing was a big part of it. But I think Pistol Pete, I only got to watch a little bit of as a kid. I remember seeing him at Hoffman's Pavilion when the Rockets used to play there. This is way before you guys were born. I was like 8 years old. And there were 10 people in the building. And I remember seeing Pistol Pete, and all I remember was the hair. So,
are you guys like Hakeem is up in that conversation for most creative? It's a different kind because he's big, but
as a center, he might be the most creative offensive center I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because he had all the moves. And guys like Shaq.
Shaq is the least creative.
Yeah, but he was
when you're really
equally
good at
effective.
One thing, yeah, you just do it.
If not more effective. All right, guys. Hey, the best thing about being home is sleeping on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And they have got the All-American Factory Sale going on right now. And how about this? 25% off the entire showroom floor. 25% off the best bed you're going to get anywhere. All made right here in America. American made, American pride, Texas size savings. Every type of bed, style, fit, 25% off, but only until July 16th. So you can get a better night's sleep today. The sale ends on July 16th. And, guys, if you're in the market for a mattress, and even if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to do it. Because you're already saving a bunch of money off of what you would pay in a retail store. Hey, here's the secret. A lot of these retail stores go and buy their mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. Then they mark them way up, and you're paying too much money. Why mess with that? Go directly to Texas Mattress Makers. Do business with people who want to help you sleep better and put you on the right bed. And they're not looking to make a bunch of money off you. They're just looking to get you on the best sleep that you can have. And a lot of the times the mattress that you wind up with is going to be a lot cheaper than what you were going to pay for. And now you're getting 25% off on top of that. And I'm telling you, Yuval and the gang, they take pride in their mattresses. They put so much care into these. And they all of it, all American steel, Louisiana wood, all made right here in America. So unless you hate America, now's the time to go to Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.